Lesson 12. My Lord and my God. Even though Jesus revealed himself to his disciples in several ways, they could not comprehend his passion and death. With the death of Jesus on Calvary, they became disheartened and sorrowful. All hope shattered, at a loss as to what to do next, and afraid of the Jews, the disciples were gathered in a locked room. The very night after the resurrection, Jesus came to the disciples. Standing in their midst, he said, "Peace be with you." Saying this, he showed them his hand and his side. The disciples rejoiced at the sight of Jesus. Jesus spoke to them again, saying, "Peace be with you." Thus, Jesus cleared all doubts and sorrows from the minds of his disciples and made them happy. They experienced the love and the glory of the risen Lord. Profession of faith of Saint Thomas. When Jesus appeared to the disciples, Apostle Thomas was not there. When he joined them, the other disciples said to him, "We saw the Lord." But he said, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." This reaction was the result of a mixed feeling, the pain of missing the resurrection experience that others had, and the strong wish that he also must get that experience. Thomas was the disciple who was prepared to face even death to be with the Lord. When the other disciples tried to stop Jesus from visiting the house of Lazarus, it was Thomas who said with courage, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." 8 days later, when the disciples were indoors like this, Thomas was also with them, and the doors were closed. Jesus came, stood in their midst, and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your fingers here and see my hands. Reach out of your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, believe me." Jesus was inviting Thomas to obtain the resurrection experience and to rise to the fulfillment of discipleship. My Lord, my God. Immediately on hearing these words of Jesus, Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Thomas was confessing Jesus as Lord and God. That was the most sublime declaration of faith. Faith is the response to divine revelation, because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Christ experience. A disciple is one who lives with the Master, understands him, and experiences his love. Jesus also took his disciples around with him and taught them. He made them participate in the miracles and signs. He explained to them his concepts of the kingdom of God. Thus, he gave an opportunity to his disciples to realize who he was. Only those who had been with Jesus and knew him closely can proclaim him. Saint John, the apostle, points out this as the authority for their preaching. "We declare to you what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life." The same Christ experience was the criterion that Peter suggested for electing a new disciple to fill the vacancy left by Judas Iscariot. Peter said, "So one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us." Wishing peace. Whenever the risen Jesus made an appearance, his greeting was, "Peace be with you." During the Holy Mass, the celebrant offers the same greeting to the congregation. When the celebrant addresses the congregation with the greeting, "Peace be with you," the congregation responds with the words, "With you and your spirit also." This greeting implies the wish, "May Jesus, who is peace, be with us." May the profession of faith of our Father, Saint Thomas, the Apostle, be ours as well. Let us proclaim Jesus as our Lord and our God. Let us live with Jesus, for Jesus, and in Jesus. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, give India missionaries who are ready even to die with you, following the model of the Apostle Saint Thomas, who dared to die for you. Read the word of God and narrate. From the book of John, chapter 20, verses 19 to 29. Word of God for our guidance. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Reading from the book of John, chapter 20, verses 29. Let us do. Write a story about Saint Thomas that is told in our tradition. My decision. I will repeatedly recite the acclamation, "My Lord, my God."